Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
Right now, I was just listening to a song by Mark Gutierrez, and he was singing about Psalm 34. And so let's look at Psalm chapter 34, verse 1. The psalmist declares, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." So in every Bible verse, there's going to be certain words that should stand out for us. See, so we should be paying close attention. We should ask the who, what, why, and where. Who is the psalmist, the man after God's own heart, talking to? It's the Lord, right? I will bless. Who's he going to bless? The Lord. So what is he going to do with the Lord? He's going to bless the Lord. How often is the psalmist going to bless the Lord? At all times. Then he says, his praise, the praises of God, shall continually be where? In my mouth. Today, I believe the Lord is speaking to his people, and he wants us to cultivate a life of praise unto him. His praise shall, notice the word, continually be where? In my mouth. So we could call this message perpetual praise. We might want to start with memorizing this verse so that it just rolls off of our lips. Let me say this, Saints. Today, we're not looking at how many scriptures we can cover. We're looking at what we can cover and see in the few scriptures we're going to go to today. Now, when you get up in the morning and you're seeking God in the Word, it's not always how much ground or real estate you can cover. It's what kind of the truth of God in His Word is getting into you. Each and every disciple of Jesus should be reading the scriptures every morning so that you're nourished up in the Word of God every day. Now, we're learning about praising God. We're blessing Him, notice, at all times, right? And continually. So His praise is to fill our mouths, but first His praise has to fill our hearts. Jesus taught us that what is in our hearts will come out of our mouths. And so the man after God's own heart is speaking about blessing God at all times and his praise continually being in his mouth. And when that's happening, you are keeping the devil, the enemy, at bay or away from you. So when the praises of God are in your mouth and heart, coming out of your mouth at all times and continually, you are speaking the sword of the Spirit, which is a weapon of spiritual warfare. Well, I want to look at another verse. Now, this Psalm 34 is our main text, but we're going to look at another verse on continually, the word continually. And I can just read it for you. It's 1 Chronicles 16:11. It's a memory verse. And the scripture says, "Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually." We're to seek the Lord and His face. Seek His face continually. All right, verse 2, Psalm 34, "My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad." Notice here that the psalmist, remember the psalmist is the man after God's own heart. David is the psalmist, and he's called the man after God's own heart. Remember, if you're not seeking the Lord
continually, you are falling away. So David is saying here again that my soul shall make her boast in the Lord, not in self, but in the Savior. Then he says, the humble, notice who's going to hear this, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. So if we're not getting glad about this message, we are not humble, we are in pride. You see, the humble are being told right here in these verses how to please the Lord, and that makes them glad. The humble are listening to these words from God and are seeing what He wants them to do, and they're getting glad. They're getting happy. Notice verse 3 and how David is rejoicing and calling the humble to magnify. Notice verse 3, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. So, oh, magnify. Think about that. You're magnifying. You're lifting your hands and spreading them out in praise to magnify the Lord and exalting His name. Amen. Notice the word magnify. We need to magnify God in our minds and hearts. And no matter how big we magnify Him, He's still greater than that. Think about a magnifying glass and how it makes everything look larger. Revelation 1:8, Jesus said that He is the Almighty. Verse 4, Psalm 34, I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. So we see again in verse 4 that the psalmist sought the Lord. He did it continually. And what happened? God heard him and did what? He blessed him. He delivered him from all his fears. Everything that made him to live in fear was eradicated. It was vanquished. It was gone because he was seeking the Lord and being full of the Lord. And therefore, no fear could have any place in his life. Let's see the picture of what the psalmist is showing here in verse 4. Notice, as he sought the Lord, there was no fear. And that's the same thing it was when we were a little kid and we were in daddy or mommy's arms. We had no fear. Think about the protection you had as a little child in your daddy's arms. Therefore, there was no fear, as opposed to maybe running around in the front or backyard and being vulnerable to being bitten by dogs or to be by the street near where cars were passing by. Think about where you felt the most safe. You are safe and guarded when you are in the arms and the lap of the Lord. And in order to remain close to, abiding in, and in the lap of the Lord, you must seek the Lord like the psalmist did. There are conditions for being delivered from all fear. And those conditions are blessing the Lord, letting His word continually be in your mouth. So I want to recap what we've read so far in these first four verses. So here's what the conditions are so far that we've read here in this psalm, this beautiful Psalm 34. So to be delivered from fear, we must bless the Lord at all, not sometimes, but all times, and praise Him continually with our mouths. Number one, go ahead. Verse 2 tells us that we must both make our boast, brag about, and boast in the Lord. Verse 3, we must magnify and exalt the name of Jesus together. He sums it up by again saying that he sought the Lord and God delivered him from all fear. That's verse 4. All right, we're going to read verse 5. They looked unto him. Notice they were looking unto God. They were seeking his face continually and were lightened, or they were filled with the light of his truth and his presence, and their faces were not ashamed. All right, I'm going to read verse 6. This poor man cried. Notice this poor man cried. And the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Notice this poor man cried, that verse 6 speaks about. Jesus says, blessed are the poor in spirit. That is, those who realize and are realizing their need for God. They're impoverished spiritually and dependent on the Lord. That's who the poor in spirit are. Psalm 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth, he camps out round about them that fear him and delivereth them. So notice what he says here, that God encamps around about who? Who is he surrounding and protecting? It's those that fear him and he delivers them. Do you fear the Lord? That's a big question. That's a rhetorical question. Do we fear the Lord? When we fear the Lord, he surrounds us with his protection and delivers us. No, verse 7, I'm still there. When we fear the Lord, the blessings are that he encamps around us, but he surrounds us with his protection and he delivers us from evil. So if we want the Lord to protect us and deliver us, we must fear the Lord. All right, verse 8, Psalm 34. Notice what the psalmist says here. Oh, taste, experience, and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. So, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. If we love the Lord, we will delight in the Lord. We will experience him. We will seek his face and see how good he is. If we love the Lord, we're going to taste and experience and see how good he is and trust in him. We're going to finish here in verse 9. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints. Notice the command to fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want or no lack to them that fear him. So those that fear the Lord will lack nothing in this life and the next. We see how important it is to fear the Lord, and we should pray for the fear of the Lord, and we'll do that together in just a moment. Amen. Let us pray together, saints. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to whet our appetite, to circumcise our hearts, and grant us repentance and the fear of the Lord, and to relish your presence, your word, and your protection in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.